You are listening to a divine service.
Or a lecture.
Or a sermon.
Or a performance.
Or a podcast.
Or something else.
From St. Vladimir Orthodox Church.
Join us soon in person.
Just Google St. Vladimir Ann Arbor.
On our website, you will find our full schedule of services.
And a lot more.
Find us on Facebook.
Or on Vkontakte. Yeah.
Or follow us on Twitter.
Subscribe to our YouTube channel.
But most importantly,
please know that you are always welcome at St. Vladimir's.
Enjoy this audio presentation of St. Vladimir's Church, and please join us in person soon. The Path.
Enter ye in at the strait gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the path that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat.
Because strait is the gate, and narrow is the path which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it.
The Path is a weekly audio podcast that will provide news and information about activities at St. Vladimir's, highlights from Divine Services, interviews with parishioners and visitors to St. Vladimir's, as well as Ask the Priest, questions and answers, and occasional commentary on relevant contemporary topics. Remember, send your questions to info@stvladimiraami.org. The name The Path was chosen to remind us that the path we choose in this life determines the path that leads to the next life, to paradise or destruction. A path is something that is rarely trod alone. We hope this will be a reminder to us all that we perish alone, but we are saved together. In other words, strengthening and supporting the parish family helps each and every one of us towards salvation. Transfiguration in Christ is a path we travel along together. It is our hope that this podcast facilitates that travel towards the heavenly kingdom for our parish family and those yet to join us. Welcome to The Path. Let us begin this edition of The Path with our weekly announcements. We have some 2015 church calendars available. Please see me, Father Gregory, if you are in need of one or even a second one, or just pick one up on the literature table at church whenever you are there. Please note that the Apostles' Lent began on Monday, June 8th, and continues into the Feast of Saints Peter and Paul on July 12th. This is a less strict Lenten period, with fish often being allowed. Please consult the parish calendar for daily fasting details, and please contact me or Father Michael with questions regarding fasting. Services and activities for this week at St. Vladimir's are Wednesday, 6 p.m., weekly Akathist for the ill; Friday, 6 p.m., Vespers and Matins, all English cycle; Saturday, 9 a.m., Divine Liturgy, all English cycle; Saturday, 4 p.m., Reader's Training and Preparation for that evening's Vigil; Saturday, 5 p.m., Confession; Saturday, 6 p.m., Vigil; Sunday, 10 a.m., Divine Liturgy. Following the liturgy this Sunday, we will have a short parish meeting about our festival, why we undertake this effort, and how you can help. Please join us for this meeting so we can all, as a parish family, most efficiently move forward to a successful festival. Beginning this month, we will post a quarterly survey asking our parishioners to provide feedback about our parish. We value your opinion. The survey will be open for the month of June. It will then be open again in September, December, March, and June, and continue quarterly. The beauty of this survey is that it is fully anonymous. We estimate that the survey should take less than 5 minutes. Please visit our website today to find the link. We last posted this on the homepage the evening of Tuesday, June 23rd. Those that participate will be entered into a drawing to win a $25 Amazon gift card. You must take the survey to be eligible, so please take the survey today. Vacation Bible School at St. Vladimir's will be July 13th to 18th, 2015. Sign-up sheets are available at church, and information has been posted on our website. Please register now for this great week of fun, faith, and spiritual formation. This year, the Holy Church marks the 1,000th anniversary of the repose of the Holy Great Prince Vladimir. Bishop Peter has appointed our parish to be one of only three in the diocese to celebrate this special occasion. Clergy from throughout Ohio and Michigan will be joining us, as will Metropolitan Jonah, who will lead the celebrations with the blessing of Bishop Peter. Please plan to take off July 28th, if at all possible, and please join us for the Divine Services that day, as well as on the eve of the feast, July 27th. We will have many guests, and we will need a lot of help. Please see Marina Edwards, Yulia Radzianko, or me if you can volunteer to help. We need you. Please step forward to help our parish family shine. We have updated information on the cross procession slated for Labor Day weekend. The Diocesan Youth Committee intends to hold a cross procession from Dormition Monastery in Rives Junction, Michigan, to St. Vladimir's over the Labor Day weekend. To our knowledge, this is the only procession of its kind in North America. Save the date to participate now. We will gather at Dormition Monastery on Friday evening, September 4th, spend the night there, and begin the procession on Saturday morning, September 5th. We will camp overnight about halfway between Dormition Monastery and St. Vladimir's, serve liturgy at the campground on Sunday morning, September 6th, there will be liturgy at St. Vladimir's that day too, and then walk the rest of the way to St. Vladimir's. We will then camp overnight at St. Vladimir's, attend liturgy Monday morning, September 7th at St. Vladimir's, have one final meal together, and then disperse for home. We are awaiting final approval of our route from the Jackson County and Washtenaw County Sheriff's Offices. In the meantime, we would like to begin to organize our volunteers. Subdeacon Methodius Chwastik has volunteered to lead the group of volunteers, and we thank him for his willingness to help. We will need two or three minivans or SUVs to help support the effort. We will also need some medical staff to be with us throughout the procession. We will need some folks to help prepare food for the participants, and more. Please contact Methodius if you can help support this effort, and please look for our Facebook event soon. This will be posted as soon as we receive final permission for our proposed route, likely early next week. The festival will be here before you know it. It is time to volunteer now for all the festival duties, but let's start with church tours. This announcement has two purposes. One, please contact me as soon as possible to volunteer to lead church tours during the festival. Two, please contact Nathan Longan to see how you can help by volunteering for all the other duties at the festival. The festival will be great, but it will be even greater the more people we have volunteer. Volunteer early and often. Join the fun. As the weather improves, missionaries from various religions tend to appear at our homes. At St. Vladimir's, we have many pamphlets and booklets on the Orthodox faith that are free for anyone to take. These can be found at the back of the church near the main entrance doors. Please feel free to take information home with you to share with the missionaries that come to visit you. It seems only fair that if they want us to take their information, that we offer them information about Orthodox Christianity. Many missionaries have found the Orthodox Church in this way. No one is mandated to do this, but if you would like to, you are welcome to. Please feel free to contact me with questions in this regard. Summer is a time when many people go on vacation, and often we are seeking something to read while we are on vacation. Why not help yourself spiritually and pick up a book from the kiosk or check one out from our parish library? We have wonderful resources for you. Please take advantage of these for your own spiritual growth. We are thankful to have many divine liturgies in our parish. What this means, though, is that we need quite a bit of prosphora. Our present prosphora bakers are working hard, but they need more help. Can you bake? Even if you can't, are you willing to learn? We need your help baking prosphora. Please step forward. Talk to Svetlana Mitchell, Leta Nikulshina, or me, if you can help or with questions. Please remember all our parish ill in your prayers. You can find a list of the sick, suffering, traveling, those seeking work, and the newly reposed on our homepage. This list is published every Sunday morning at 6 a.m. and sent out in our weekly Monday email. Once we have completed our festival and recovered for a week or so, we are going to begin a new program at St. Vladimir's, and we need your help. This program is called The Way, and it is an introduction to Orthodox Christianity for those interested, and a great opportunity for those of us who are already Orthodox to learn more about our faith. The Way will be held at St. Vladimir's every Monday at 6 p.m. from September 28th through December 14th. Yes, that is 12 whole weeks, and we need lots of volunteers. People will be needed to help prepare meals, lead discussion groups at the Monday sessions, and help with logistics. First and foremost, we need a leader, someone to oversee the whole thing and organize the volunteers. This will be a great opportunity for our parish to introduce many new people to our Orthodox faith, if we do it right. And with God's help and our hard work, we will do it right. Please contact me if you can help, and especially if you are willing to be the leader. We need to get started on this now so that when September 28th rolls around, our church will be full of excited learners. Please join us as we run the way. Continuing this Saturday, we will sing Having Beheld the Resurrection of Christ together as a congregation at each Saturday evening vigil. Handouts will be provided, but if you'd like to practice a bit before we do this, you can find a link on our website with the handout there. Please check it out and please join us on Saturday evenings. Vigil begins at 6 p.m. Our sister in Christ, Sally DeRue, headed up the interior decoration of the parish church for major holidays, and frankly, all the time. We are seeking a volunteer or two to begin to fill Sally's shoes. Please talk to me if you can help. We need you. Please step forward. Please alert me to those who are sick or suffering or with other spiritual needs. I am happy to bring Holy Communion to the ill, bless homes, and to otherwise support our parish family in their time of need. But I can only act if you share the need with me. Do not hesitate. I am here to help. Please reach out today. Connect with our parish on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Vkontakte, our Sound of the Parish blog, and via our website. All these efforts are undertaken on your behalf. Please utilize them, and please share them with friends, so that they too can learn about our parish family. Thus ends the announcements for the fourth week of Pentecost 2015. May the merciful Lord grant all a blessed and spiritually profitable Apostles' Fast. Commentary for the Path, June 24th, 2015. This week there has been a very good and positive discussion among our parishioners on Facebook about political views and their place in the parish. It is good to have this conversation. Politics are a part of life. They can be a destructive part or they can be a constructive part, but they are always part of the lives we live in this fallen world. That being said, the Church does not, has not, and will not mandate people to hold one political view or another. The Church does not insist on one or another political view, but we must understand that our political views are to be informed by our Orthodox Christianity first and foremost. Thus, there are some political philosophies that are not acceptable for Orthodox Christians. Those are few and mostly involve the extreme philosophies that call for the extermination of a certain class of people or exalt another class of people above other people. National Socialism, that is Nazism, comes to mind, but there are a few others like this that are very extreme and thus anti-Christian in their worldview. In the end, politics is philosophy. It is not life. Faith, on the other hand, transcends any and all philosophies. Put another way, thinking of these as a hierarchy, faith must be the leader and politics the follower, just as our soul must lead and be the master of our body and not the other way around. At the beginning of Great Lent 2014, we asked that people refrain from discussing politics in the parish because of the terrible situation in Ukraine where brothers were killing brothers. That request was never rescinded, and sadly, that fratricide has not stopped. That being said, it should be made clear that this was not a request for people to stop thinking or to stop holding political opinions. That would be both impossible to accomplish and therefore silly to ask. That request was made to help keep our parish family together, to help all to understand that the wound from the Ukrainian crisis was one we were all suffering from, but one that we variously blame on others. And because that wound was so raw, it was very easy for there to be pain, misunderstanding, and hurt when it was discussed. The Church is a spiritual hospital. We are all patients in that hospital and need to recognize ourselves as such. Let us concentrate more on our shared illness than on our political differences. Let us understand that outside the hospital, there is no cure. Let us always think of the other first. Will what I say hurt someone I love, another patient in the spiritual hospital? If so, let us refrain from discussing politics. Let us always think of our brother before we think of ourselves. At all costs, let us struggle mightily to keep our spiritual family together. We have different political views, to be sure, but we love each other with a Christian love, a love which must transcend the gutter of contemporary politics. If we can set our priorities appropriately in this way, then there will never be a time our political speech hurts our brother. And if we are somehow hurt, even by a perceived slight, again, let us think of our brother. Shall we flee and wound the body of Christ, the Holy Church, by our hypersensitivity? May this never happen. The cure in the spiritual hospital is theosis, spiritual transformation in Christ. This includes a struggle for the virtues, especially humility, and a struggle against the vices, especially pride, as we strive for God's grace. If we can concentrate on love for our brothers and humility for ourselves, not only will we never break apart as a spiritual family, but others will continually join us, for we will be successfully helping each other to save our souls. And if politics, or frankly anything, is more important to you than salvation, then please contact me privately. We have some very serious spiritual issues to work on as we adjust your priorities to those of a Christian. With the question of politics also comes the question of patriotism. You may be thinking that you have heard me say that an Orthodox Christian is a patriot. You would be right in your recollection. Bishop Peter says this regularly, and thus I feel very comfortable saying this. We must love our country, even when we do not agree with it. But what is our country? Many of us are of two minds in this regard. We come from somewhere else, but we live here. And what about when our country of origin and our country of residence are at odds? Then what do we do? It is hard to be a schizophrenic patriot. Let us not push ourselves into schizophrenia. First, as Christians, let us choose prayer above all else. Will our patriotism solve any world crisis? Of course not. But will our prayer help others? Of course, and let us never doubt that. But we may love our country, and we must love our country, even when we do not agree with some or all of its policies. Love of country does not equate to agreement with a given country's policies, just as Christian love does not equate with agreeing with everything that someone we love does. We can love the sinner, but hate the sin. We can love our country, but vehemently disagree with some, or even all, of its policies. These are not mutually exclusive. What we must do is think. Let us use the brain that the Lord lovingly gave us to think about such things, and let us use the heart that He lovingly gave us at the same time. If we can love our children, even when we disagree with some of the choices they make, so too can we be a patriot mindfully, even while disagreeing with some of the policies of the country we love. But let us not get confused here. Love of country and love of God are not equal. Love of God must be higher for a Christian. There is not an option here. We must put God first, others second, and all else third. There is no other way to avoid violating the first commandment, which has never been rescinded for Christians. Sometimes this takes some consideration. Always, this takes prayer. Just as with politics, this takes a considered approach. Thankfully, the Lord has given us the tools to do this. Prayer first, service to others second, and all else third. We can do this. We can get our priorities in the right order, but only with God's help. And do not doubt. He is waiting, willing, and able to help us. All we need to do is to ask Him. As we consider how we will best set our priorities, and as we consider politics and patriotism, it is also important to consider ethnicity. And here I mean in the sense of ethnophilism, or the exalting of one particular group over another. If we are too zealous as a patriot, that is, if we are not sober and vigilant, we can fall into philotism, or believing that our group, whether that be ethnicity or nationality, is better than others, more worthy of salvation than others. This has apparently been an issue in the past, since the Holy Church has a canon against this ethnophilotism. Isn't that interesting? We are called to be patriots, but in appropriate moderation. In a Christian, sober, watchful way. No ethnic group or nation is better than any other from this point of view. That is, no one is more worthy of salvation than anyone else. That does not mean that some nations are not more likely to contribute more saints to the kingdom of heaven than other nations. Of course, that is the case. Those who worship God as He has taught us, in the Orthodox manner, are much more likely to attain salvation. Otherwise, why do we bother to live Christian lives? But this is not because Orthodox Christians are more intrinsically worthy by their nature of the heavenly kingdom, but rather that by following God's will, rather than fighting God's will, we are more likely to spend eternity with Him. Put another way, by choosing to live with Him in this life, we are, of course, more likely to be with Him in the next life. But again, not because we are better, but rather by God's mercy, we have been taught how to please Him, and we are engaging a sincere struggle to please Him. This commentary has a lot of information in it, and I think it is helpful to recap it all here before we close. First, let us beware that our politics do not harm others in our parish family, but let us not be hypersensitive to these politics either. If someone mentions the name of the present Russian president in your presence, or even within your hearing, this is not cause to run screaming from the church. Likewise, if you are a proponent of the policies of the present Ukrainian president, and you know others are not, there is no need to accost them actively by chanting his name during the weekly parish meal. If we think of others first, before we think of ourselves, we will find a way to keep our parish family together based on the more important than politics, which divide us, Christian love, which unites us. Second, be a patriot, but be a sober one. Understand that God comes first, service to others second, and we come third. Understand, too, that one can be a patriot and not fully agree with every policy of one's government. In fact, I would argue that a critically thinking patriot is better than one who blindly follows without reflecting on the policies of one's government. Third, do not allow patriotism to become ethnophilitism. All souls are equally precious in God's eyes. He desires all be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth for their salvation. Many will not. That is unfortunate. But that is because of a misuse of free will, rather than the fact that God does not desire their salvation. God gave us free will to love him fully, and to embrace his salvation fully. But because that will is free, it can also, sadly, be used for evil, and to willfully not follow him. Because some have chosen not to follow him does not mean he does not desire their salvation. He does, and let us never doubt that. And perhaps even more importantly, let us never desire for another anything but salvation. This is the highest goal of man. This is the most precious gift of God. If we understand this, and if we make a sincere effort for our salvation while sincerely desiring it for others, then we have embraced Christ's message, and we will not be in danger of extremism in politics, patriotism, or any other aspect of the lives we live in this life. We are pilgrims on this earth. Our home is the heavenly kingdom. If we live by that understanding every day, we will remain sober and moderate in our approach to all things. In other words, we will live a solidly Christian life in our preparation for the next life. May the Lord grant us all this sobriety and moderation, combined with a zeal for our salvation and the salvation of others. This will lead us home to the heavenly kingdom. As with each of our commentaries, this one was based on interactions, comments, and questions from parishioners. Please send questions and comments to info@stvladimiraami.org. We look forward to your feedback, and especially to questions that are vexing you. If you are struggling, you can be sure that your brothers and sisters likely are too, but may be afraid to ask the question that bothers them. Ask a question for your own, but also for your neighbor's edification. Join us again next week on The Path.
Thank you for joining us for this edition of The Path. We ask your prayers that we are able to publish this podcast weekly. We also ask your cooperation. If you are asked to interview for our program, please say yes. If you have ideas for interviews, please share those ideas with us, and please share this program with friends and loved ones. See you soon at St. Vladimir's.
We now present several highlights from the previous week's services. We hope you enjoy these and that you can be with us soon to participate in the beautiful divine services in person at St. Vladimir's. Blessed are those who know.
fasted for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. Lift up to praise is your vision, but then despair me. Toward the hungry and greediest you bestow me a gorgeous crown. Lift up.
Thank you for listening to this audio production of St. Vladimir Orthodox Church in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Please join us in person soon. To learn more about our parish, please visit our website, stva2.org. That's S as in Sam, T as in Tom, V as in Victor, A as in Apple, the number 2.org. See you soon at St. Vladimir's.